Kingdom Exhortations. August 2026. Read by Stephen Keysweater. Good morning. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the Apostle Paul gives detailed instructions to the church in Corinth on how to maintain an orderly, productive, and Christ-centered worship service. He exhorts them to be guided by love as they properly use their spiritual gifts, not for their own glory and ambition, but for the benefit of others. Quote, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries with his spirit. But everyone who prophesies speaks to men for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. He who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets so that the church may be edified. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 1 through 5. It's essential that we understand that the Holy Spirit not only provides us with our spiritual gifts, but also desires to actively lead us in the use of them. We ought, therefore, consistently seek His leading when utilizing our spiritual gifts, that we might be useful and effective in our ministry and service to others. How often do you earnestly seek the Holy Spirit in prayer that you might better help and bless the people He brings into your life? Quote, now, brothers, if I come to you and speak in tongues, what good will I be to you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or word of instruction? Even in the case of lifeless things that make sounds, such as the flute or harp, how will anyone know what tune is being played unless there is a distinction in the notes? Again, if the trumpet does not sound a clear call, who will get ready for battle? So it is with you. Unless you speak intelligible words with your tongue, how will anyone know what you are saying? You will just be speaking into the air. Undoubtedly, there are all sorts of languages in the world, yet none of them is without meaning. If, then, I do not grasp the meaning of what someone is saying, I am a foreigner to the speaker, and he is a foreigner to me. So it is with you. Since you are eager to have spiritual gifts, try to excel in gifts that build up the church. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 6 through 12. Growing to be led by the Holy Spirit is a skill that will take time and effort to develop. As you learn to increasingly walk in step with Him, you will experience a spiritual dynamic you heretofore didn't know possible. Your walk with Jesus will be marked by greater fullness and joy as you skillfully embrace your spiritual gifts, discerning when to use them for your own benefit and when to use them for the benefit of others. Quote, for this reason, anyone who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret what he says. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my mind. If you are praising God with your spirit, how can one who finds himself among those who do not understand say amen to your thanksgiving, since he does not know what you are saying? You may be giving thanks well enough, but the other man is not edified. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you, but in the church I would rather speak 5 intelligible words to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 13 through 19. Regrettably, the vast majority of Christians never grow into mature disciples of Jesus Christ. They consistently have their minds on themselves and their own interests. One mark of a growing disciple of Jesus Christ is an attitude of selfless humility, demonstrated by a genuine concern for others and their walk with Christ. Quote, brothers, stop thinking like children. In regard to evil, be infants, but in your thinking, be adults. In the law it is written, through men of strange tongues and through the lips of foreigners I will speak to this people, but even then they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Tongues, then, are a sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is for believers, not for unbelievers. So if the whole church comes together and everyone speaks in tongues, and some who do not understand or some unbelievers come in, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if an unbeliever or someone who does not understand comes in while everybody is prophesying, he will be convinced by all that he is a sinner and will be judged by all, and the secrets of his heart will be laid bare. So he will fall down and worship God, exclaiming, God is really among you. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 20 through 25. A misunderstanding leading to misapplication of spiritual gifts has led many a church into frivolity and disarray during the worship service. Countless believers have been to unstable churches and witnessed disruptive and disorderly behavior, leading them to believe Christianity is crazy or insane. It's imperative that Christians be sober-minded and orderly in the use of their spiritual gifts. Quote, "What then shall we say, brothers? When you come together, everyone has a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. All of these must be done for the strengthening of the church. If anyone speaks in a tongue, two, or at most three, should speak one at a time, and someone must interpret. If there is no interpreter, the speaker should keep quiet in the church and speak to himself and God. Two or three prophets should speak, and the others should weigh carefully what is said. And if a revelation comes to someone who is sitting down, the first speaker should stop. For you can all prophesy in turn, so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged. The spirits of prophets are subject to the control of prophets." 1 Corinthians 14, verses 26 through 32. Oftentimes, people come to church with an agenda of their own and not to worship Jesus and learn more about Him. Church is not a place for us to bring our personal, social, or political agenda. We should not be a distraction by our attire or our behavior. While attending a church service, we ought to submit to orderly leadership without interrupting by talking out of turn or demanding we be heard. Quote, "For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. As in all the congregations of the saints, women should remain silent in the churches. They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission, as the law says. If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husbands at home, for it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church. Did the word of God originate with you, or are you the only people it has reached? If anybody thinks he is a prophet or spiritually gifted, let him acknowledge that what I am writing to you is the Lord's command. If he ignores this, he himself will be ignored. Therefore, my brothers, be eager to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues. But everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way." 1 Corinthians 14, verses 33 through 40. Let us go now and determine to be led by the Holy Spirit in the use of our spiritual gifts. Quote, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit." 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. Begin to pray directly to the Holy Spirit, asking Him to give you wisdom and discernment on how, where, and when to use your gifts. Examine yourself and earnestly repent of any ways that you have been selfish and self-serving in the use of your gifts, that you may grow into a more mature and Christ-centered disciple of Jesus Christ. Quote, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus." Philippians 2, verses 3 through 5. Be thoughtful, orderly, and courteous when you attend church, not trying to advance your own social or political ideologies, but striving to act in love as you serve others and glorify Jesus. Submit yourself to orderly leadership without interrupting or being a distraction. As you consistently seek and engage the Holy Spirit, you will find that your walk with Jesus is growing in ways that you didn't know possible. you will increasingly experience his presence more and more in various situations and circumstances, good or bad, bringing you new and meaningful joy and contentment. So right now, stop what you're doing and say a prayer to the Holy Spirit, thanking him for all he has done for you and asking him to lead you deeper in your walk with Jesus. Quote, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Matthew 7, verses 7 through 8. May God bless you all. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.